Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Day. Mostly clear conditions at times through southwest Wisconsin today, and we are at our overnight low thus far. It is 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A barrage of bombs raining down on Gaza for the first time in 2 months as the fragile ceasefire appears to break.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he ordered the strikes after Hamas refused to release more hostages. Hamas says Netanyahu has decided to overturn the ceasefire deal. Negotiations have stalled with neither side able to agree on a path forward. Israel says this new offensive will continue as long as necessary and could expand beyond just airstrikes.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Federal judge continues pressing the Justice Department on whether the Trump administration violated his order concerning the deportation of Venezuelan migrants removed from the U.S. and flown to El Salvador under a 100-year-old law. The migrants were suspected gang members. The two astronauts who thought they'd be going up for a quick flight and ended up on the International Space Station for 9 months are headed back to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams bid farewell to the ISS this morning. They should splash down this evening. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. The family of the University of Pittsburgh student missing in the Dominican Republic now asking authorities there to officially declare her dead. Sadiqa Kanunki was last seen 12 days ago. ABC's Ariel Reshef says the man who may have seen her last is trying to return to the U.S.
Lawyers for Joshua Reby alleging he's been questioned for days without charges, held illegally, and surveilled by authorities in his hotel, filing a court motion for Reby to be released after authorities confiscated his passport. Reby telling our team in Punta Cana, I just want to go home.
He told officials he last saw Kanunki when they were both hit by a large wave after a night of drinking. The Trump administration today set to release about 80,000 pages of unredacted files on the assassination of JFK. And first pitch of the 2025 Major League Baseball season just over an hour away. The World Series champion LA Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs are set to play in Japan this morning. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
Attention peanut butter lovers. That includes most of us. Take your peanut butter to the next level with fresh, all-natural peanut butter made in-house at Whitaker's Market. We have four options available: all-natural, organic, honey-roasted, and almond butter. Each one is very fresh and very tasty. Just one more reason to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, the Major League Baseball season will open up today. As you heard, the Cubs doing battle in the Tokyo Dome against the Los Angeles Dodgers. While the rest of the teams and the leagues play spring ball, exhibition action yesterday, San Diego defeated the Brewers 14-8, the final score. The Brewers play Seattle today in spring training baseball.
In the NBA last night, New York was a winner against Miami, 116-95. Detroit, 127. New Orleans, 81. Houston beat Philadelphia, 144-137. Indiana over Minnesota, 132-130. Chicago, 111. Utah, 97. Portland over Washington, 112-97. Phoenix, 129. Toronto, 89. Sacramento got the win against Memphis, 132-122. Denver over Golden State, 114-105. And the Lakers were winners against San Antonio, 125-109. The Bucks return to action on the West Coast swing. They play at Golden State this evening. From the NHL, New Jersey, 2-1 over Columbus, Tampa Bay 2, Philadelphia nothing, Buffalo over Boston, 3-2 in overtime, Toronto 6, Calgary 2, and Minnesota a winner against Los Angeles, final score of 3-1.
Your first choice for better health.
At-home test or colonoscopy, which screen is right for you? The best person to help answer that is your healthcare provider. Have an open conversation about your risk factors. The important thing is to make sure you're screened. If you need a colonoscopy, the Richland Hospital and Clinics have highly skilled providers ready to take care of you.
A high of 62 today, partly sunny and much warmer than normal. Tonight, clouding over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain late, a low of 36. Wednesday, blustery with periods of rain. It could be snow by Wednesday night, 1 to 2 inches possible and a low of 24. For Thursday, plenty of sun and 41. 47 with some precip again on Friday. Then we get a little bit of a respite and then maybe again some snow with accumulation on Sunday. The air is calm right now. We're down to our new overnight low. It is 30 degrees at WRCO on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here we go. Tuesday is here, whether we are ready or not.
Yeah.
The Czechs at WRCL. We trust you had a good day yesterday. Among the things to celebrate today, it's Awkward Moments Day. Okay, where do we move from here? Anyway, I have awkward moments quite often, but nonetheless, here we are together again, friends. Thanks for joining us for our get-together today. Filney with you as we cruise into Tuesday, March 18th, and get a little closer toward, some spring sports activities and outdoor events. And, yesterday was the first day for baseball and softball practices starting around the state and working with pitchers and catchers and that kind of thing. And it's rare on the first day where they can actually have practice outdoors, but I'm sure many did yesterday. Whether or not they'll be able to play on their first day of games, though, that's when the snow usually comes. Here's Johnny Lee.
When the train pulled into the station, he rolled up his sleeves and rosined up his pole, little upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smelled smoke and cinders, he slicked back his hair and opened up his case. Played Cherokee fiddle, just played for the whiskey. 'Cause good whiskey never let him lose. Was always there playing for the miners. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he smelled back his hair and opened up his cage, played Cherokee fiddle, just played for the whiskey. 'Cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. Cowboys, and the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on, and the music sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddle in the middle of the station are gone. We'll be right back.
timer fits these lines on me. I got some trials on me. Your love smiles on me. Go in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. Got these horses on the run, truck stop coffee in my veins. Keith Whitley singing about no stranger to the rain. Sorry about last night, how I left it on the phone. Road that takes me away always brings me home. I've got some miles on me, some miles on me. Sands of time events these lines on me. I got some trials on me. Your love smiles on me. Go in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. Big storm's coming, gonna close the highway down. Gotta drive south, find my way around. Just a concrete cowboy flying on these wheels of steel. Tonight I feel so broken that your love is gonna heal. All these miles on me, some miles on me. Sands of time events these lines on me. They put some trials on me. Your love smiles on me. Go in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. I'm too young to be old yet. This life I'm living, hard not to get. Some miles on me, radio dials on me. If you wrap your arms around me, just go wild on me. Life put some trials on me. Your love smiles on me. Go in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. I've got some miles on me. Sands of time have etched these lines on me. Your love smiles on me. I've got some miles on me.
Chancey Williams on WRCO Radio, I Got Some Miles on Me. Me and the Vibe both. Coming up, news, weather, and sports a little bit later on today here at 6:30 as we update you on some things going on in sports. A little bit quiet last night, but the Bucks will ramp back up with a game tonight. And we're all looking forward to the Badgers opening the tournament on Thursday. I need to fill out my brackets as well. That's almost like a full-time job as well. And the play-in games are tonight. So if you count, or at least they begin tonight. So if you count play-in games, you really need to have today as a deadline to get those done.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain.
Me if I would do a little
Lone Star on WRCO doing a little walking in Memphis, getting a little bit of fresh air. Right now, WRCO are at 31 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low temp here at the studios. Here's Randall King.
I've been watching it come down for hours. Just another one of those July summer showers. You used to love it when storms like this rolled in. The harder it fell, the more fun we had getting caught. It's gonna get to you. But if I can make it stay in on a Sunday, ruin every single plan that you've made, make you have to slow down for a minute. Maybe it realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby. I'd start pouring, sing you a song.
Have a great Tuesday in Southwest Wisconsin. We appreciate you joining us here on WRCO FM 100.9 Country and Community as we approach news time today, sports time, and also a little bit later on, chances for you to win, and it will be Quizzy Poo Day for me as well. That's next hour. And I planned to study, but I'm not sure what.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, partly sunny, much warmer than normal, a high of 62, and then maybe some light rain later on tonight, a 40% chance of that anyway, a low of 36. We're back down to the overnight low this morning. It is 30 degrees.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
I'm Phil Nee with news. First of all, a reminder, the controlled burn scheduled for last night in the city of Richland Center was canceled due to high fire danger. Rescheduled for this evening at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time tonight, so please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. The state Senate votes today a bill overhauling K-12 tests in Wisconsin schools. The Republican-authored bill would revert the state's testing standards to what they were in 2019-2020, undoing changes made by the Department of Public Instruction last year. It would also align grades 3 through 8 with national standards and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 21-22 school year. Supporters of the legislation say the changes made by DPI mask poor performance. Current State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley has defended the changes, saying standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Underley is up for re-election and faces education consultant Brittany Kinzer in the April 1st election. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways rated 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it rated 44th in the country. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve per DOD safety. The name of the soldier was not released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family was notified. It's the first death of the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. The annual State of the Tribes address is today at the Capitol. The Great Lakes Intertribal Council selects a tribal leader to deliver the annual address on behalf of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes. St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler will deliver the 21st annual address to a joint session of the Wisconsin Legislature and other elected officials in the Assembly Chambers beginning at 11 this morning. The Assembly is also scheduled to vote on legislation relating to tribal members attending K-12 schools in Wisconsin. One bill requires districts to report information on Native American students. Another allows Native students to wear tribal regalia at graduation ceremonies or other school-sponsored events. A man accused of setting a fire at a Wisconsin congressman's office will receive a psychiatric evaluation. 19-year-old Caden Stankiewicz is pleading not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect on arson and attempted burglary charges. Police say that Stankiewicz ignited the outside of Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January because he was upset about a pending ban on social media platform TikTok. A Fond du Lac County judge ordered him to be evaluated before his next court date in May. No trial dates have yet been set. The University of Wisconsin is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. A Friday memo from the department's Office for Civil Rights says UW-Madison is being investigated for its ties to a group called the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups obtain degrees in business. In the memo, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon says students must be assessed according to merit and accomplishment, not prejudged by the color of their skin. A spokesperson said Monday that the UW has not been formally notified of a complaint related to the PhD project, but will cooperate with any investigation. The tradition of observing a solstice and equinox at a site in southern Richland County will continue with recognition of the vernal equinox among the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscaday on Thursday. The Three Eagles Foundation will welcome people for the sunrise and sunset, marking the first official day of spring. Spring begins at 4:01 Thursday morning. Participants should arrive by 6:30 for sunrise or 6:30 p.m. or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. The site is located 2 miles west of Muscaday near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Binoculars and a camera are also recommended. To learn more about the Equinox event or for directions, contact Three Eagles Foundation President Mark Cupp at 739-2179 or visit the foundation's website or Facebook page.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
It should be a very, very nice day today. Partly sunny, much warmer than normal, and a high of 62. Northeast to east winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. This evening, clouding over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, a low of 36. Blustery with periods of rain Wednesday and temperatures rising to 45. Before falling, some light rain could mix with some minor accumulations of snow late in the day and maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow on Wednesday night. Right now at WRCO, following yesterday's high of 60, we were at 48 at midnight. The temperature dropped fairly rapidly after that. To the current mark, it is 30 degrees.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 54th Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonEggerCenter.com. Sales Fair, on now through Saturday, March 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Bowling Tournament Fundraiser will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It is an 8-pin tap tournament, also featuring door prizes, 50-50 raffles, bucket raffles, and silent auctions. The entry fee, just $15. Pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 608-375-2200. The annual Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Bowling Fundraiser is this Sunday with shifts at 11 and 1:30. WRCO Sports, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Well, the baseball season officially begins tonight, although it's still about a week and a half before the Brewers play their first game. We'll have details in a moment.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Boys basketball takes center stage this weekend at the Cole Center in Madison. WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball gets underway with the afternoon session on Thursday at 1:35. It continues with sessions Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday night, and the five champions will be crowned on Saturday. Mineral Point representing Southwest Wisconsin following their 80-44 win over Marshall on Saturday night, and senior guard Jackson Wenshausen with a total of 42 points leading his team to victory on Saturday night and into the State Boys Basketball Tournament. Shortly after the March Madness bracket was drawn up, Iowa State head coach T.J. Oselberger told reporters his best player, Keshawn Gilbert, is out for the season. If that information had been considered, the Cyclones would likely have been a lower seed, and Wisconsin would be playing in Milwaukee instead of Denver. The Badgers are seeded third and will meet Montana on Thursday afternoon. Some Wisconsin fans are voicing their displeasure on social media about that. The NCAA tournament gets underway with some play-in games coming up tonight and tomorrow night. The NCAA will abandon a rule that stopped athletes from negotiating potentially lucrative endorsement deals before enrolling in a specific college. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarmetti says he announced a proposed settlement in a lawsuit over the policy, announcing the deal on Monday. He and a handful of attorneys have sued the NCAA over its name, image, and likeness recruiting ban, arguing the rule violates the antitrust laws. Backup center Jericho Sims has emerged as a solid contributor behind Brooke Lopez, but things have taken a turn. Sims injured his thumb, and now coach Doc Rivers says surgery is going to be considered. Sims was filling minutes that normally would have belonged to Bobby Portis, but Portis is suspended. Milwaukee is shorthanded on the front court. Even though Sims was scoring less than 2 points per game, his rebounding helped fill the void. It is not clear when a decision will be made, but it appears that he will be out for the last games of the regular season. Elsewhere in sports, the Packers reportedly haven't given up on the idea of trading standout cornerback Jair Alexander. ESPN reports Alexander is available, but the Green Bay front office is waiting to see if other teams will come knocking. ESPN insider Rob Dombrowski says the Packers want to get something done before next month's 2025 NFL draft. The team could ask Alexander to take a pay cut, but the 28-year-old star wouldn't be open to that. He has only played in 14 of Green Bay's last 34 games. Well, the good news is the 2025 Major League Baseball schedule won't force the Brewers to use a fifth starter until April 2nd. The oblique strain Tobias Myers suffered Saturday will test the team's depth. Team doctors say Myers could be back by the end of April. Manager Pat Murphy has candidates like rookie Logan Henderson and a few others. The way the schedule is currently set up, Milwaukee would need four starts from its fifth starting pitcher before Myers returns, and that return date is not guaranteed. The Brewers lost to San Diego 14-8 yesterday in spring baseball, and they prepare for another exhibition game today when they face Seattle. The Major League Baseball season begins this morning with the World Series champion Dodgers facing the Cubs. Both teams have a series of Japanese players on their roster. The two MLB teams have been in Tokyo for several days playing exhibition games against two Japanese teams. All four exhibition games had a capacity crowd of roughly 42,000. A similar atmosphere is expected for the two Major League Baseball regular season games. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Ever love nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down. I can't get that low. I'm sorry. I was trying to sing along with that. Might be a good one to karaoke, but then again, maybe not. Here's the latest from Dan and Shay.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gone.
Been drinking kids on a back road.
The time is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck schedule includes the Natural Bridge store in Rockbridge stop today from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Cazenovia near Alibi's Bar and Grill from 12:30 until 1:30 today.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from March the 17th. We had 296 head today, 39 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 176 to 186 and a half. Choice Holstein steers, 165 to 175. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 164 and down. 74 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 130 to 143. The middle 60, 96 to 129. Then the bottom 20%, 95 and down. Six bulls day. Most bulls, 134 to 160. 171 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 680 to 870. Quality beef calves 500 to 1180, and the light pork quality calves 300 down. Don't forget, we have a feeder sale next Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Every Livestock. Have a great week.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limerich Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limerich Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limerich Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We'll take time out for the news update coming up from ABC in just a little bit. Hopefully you had a good St. Paddy's Day. That was a rough one, you know, because I really was thinking, and a lot of people celebrate it on the weekend before, because Monday's a tough day, that's for sure. But I did have to seek out and find some corned beef and cabbage, and I mean, in fact, I did at the Phoenix Center, and enjoyed that way too much this morning, I'll tell you. Did bring some leftovers for lunch, though. We're ready to go for the day. We'll see what old Hank says. Coming up with a quizzy poo today in a few.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down, 'cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. That order, but if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. Something turned on at home.
Trace Atkins on Country and Community WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 29 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in.